WTOP's Lean Plate Club Holiday Challenge has the goal of no weight gain during the holidays because research indicates that many of us add a couple of pounds, but we don't take it off. And one way that happens is from all those holiday parties we participate in. Joining us now is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, alcohol often accompanies these festive occasions. How bad is booze for putting on extra pounds?
Well, the news isn't great, but we don't want to totally ruin the holidays, do we? So what you should know when you're drinking is that, and obviously the holidays are the perfect time. Everybody wants to raise a glass and cheer those around you. But the sad fact is that alcohol actually has, gram for gram, almost twice the number of calories as protein and carbs. It's just slightly less than what you find in fat. So that means it's pretty laden with calories. And plus, for some reason, the body is really effective at turning those calories into more fat. So there are a lot of reasons why you don't want to drink a ton, or when you drink, you want to do it really smartly.
I would imagine it's even worse when you drink a spiked drink like eggnog or something.
Yes, because then you're getting those added, but isn't it good, but you're getting those added, calories. So here's what you want to think about when you're having, you really want to plan ahead. And that's what we've been talking about this whole holiday challenge. This isn't to take the fun out of the holidays. It's to go through them smartly so you don't wind up with a couple of pounds in 2016 that you didn't want. So one of the things is to remember to only have alcohol with food, because that way the absorption is slowed and you're less likely to really feel the effects. So that's one thing you can do.
That's a double challenge in and of itself, because you're eating perhaps a little bit more to offset the effects of the alcohol, and you may be eating more than you would normally have.
Right. So here's what you want to do. So if you want to have that eggnog, which is such a great treat, and I can't imagine not having a glass of eggnog during the holidays, then you want to space it out. And you could space it out by having drinks that are lower in calories. So that might be, maybe you start with a wine spritzer, or maybe you have a glass of water in between each glass that you have at a party. And maybe you also go for things that are going to be slow to metabolize. So if you have an Irish coffee, for example, which is also a very festive drink, it's hot, you can't gulp it, you're going to have to sip it and do it slowly. And even that little whipped cream on top, which I think, if people really want, they should have, it's only about two tablespoons. Now you got to remember, that's not huge, but two tablespoons is only about 25 calories.
What about non-alcoholic beer and wine? Is that worth it?
Yeah, so here's a really good thing. Several years ago, we actually did a taste test, and I brought them into the newsroom at the Washington Post. And you can imagine that journalists like to drink, right? This is fun. So first there was great disappointment that this wasn't real alcohol, that it was actually the fake stuff. But it was surprisingly good, and particularly the beers, that there are a whole variety of beers out there. Now, we should emphasize that if we're recovering alcoholics or for those people who are on medication, they're not alcohol-free, but they have really very minute amounts of alcohol. And the good news is they only have about half the calories. So that's something else you could do. If you knew you wanted to have that eggnog, Bruce, you could pace yourself through a party and maybe, trade off. Maybe you have a soft drink or you have water, and you kind of build up to that eggnog at the culmination of the evening, and you've really had a great holiday celebration.
Can you feel better in terms of your choices if you go with beer or wine versus hard alcohol? Is there a significant difference in the calories?
So here's the deal. Actually, so one drink, if you're having basically an ounce and a half of a hard liquor versus a wine or beer, roughly the same amount of alcohol, the same amount of calories. The nice thing about the beer is you get about 12 ounces, so you might feel a little bit more satiated because you're getting more fluid. But basically, the alcohol is alcohol, and what you think is one drink. Although these days, you could sometimes get in a restaurant, you can get those huge glasses, and they're really what we might think of as two drinks. So again, just to be a little bit smart, think about it and just plan ahead.
Even a little discipline is better than no discipline.
That's right.